Well, good morning. It is January 17th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through Genesis chapter 18, Matthew chapter 17, Nehemiah chapter 7, and Acts chapter 17. So let's get into the word today. Genesis chapter 18 this morning. Now, the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, and while he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day, when he lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, three men were standing opposite him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please do not pass by your servant. Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will bring a piece of bread that you may refresh yourself. And after that, you may go on since you have visited your servant. And they said, So do, as you have said. And so Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, Quickly, prepare three measures of fine flour and knead it, and make bread cakes. Abraham also ran to the herd and took a tender and choice calf and gave it to the servant, and he hurried to prepare it. He took curds and milk and the calf, which he had prepared, and placed it before them, and he was standing by them under the tree as they ate. Then they said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, There in the tent. And he said, I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age, and Sarah was past childbearing. And Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being also old? And the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I indeed bear a child when I am so old? Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. And Sarah denied it, however, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, No, but you did laugh. Then the men rose up from there and looked down toward Sodom. And Abraham was walking with them to send them off. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all nations of the earth shall be blessed? For I have chosen him, so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him. And the Lord said, The outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me, and if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom, while Abraham was still standing before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? And so the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place on their account. And Abraham replied, Now, behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I am but dust and ashes. Suppose the 50 righteous are lacking 5. Will you destroy the whole city because of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. And he spoke to him yet again and said, Suppose 40 are found there. And he said, I will not do it on account of the 40. And then he said, Oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak. Suppose 30 are found there. And then he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 20. And then he said, Oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak only this once. Suppose 10 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on the account of the 10. And as soon as he had finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord departed. And Abraham returned to his place. That was Genesis chapter 18. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17. Matthew chapter 17. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And when the disciples heard this, they fell down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, "Get up and do not be afraid." And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except for Jesus himself alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead." And his disciples asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And he answered and said, "Elijah is coming and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah already came, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished. And so also the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." And then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Baptist. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to Jesus, falling on his knees before him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and is very ill. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him." And Jesus answered and said, "You unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured at once. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "We could not drive it out. Why could we not drive it out?" And he said, "Because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." And while they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were deeply grieved. And when they had come to Capernaum, those who collected the 2 drachmic tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the 2 drachmic tax?" And he said, "Yes." And then when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect custom or poll tax? From their sons or from strangers?" And when Peter said, "From strangers," Jesus said to them, "Then the sons are exempt. However, so that we do not offend them, go to the sea and throw in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for you and me." That was Matthew chapter 17. Let's move on over to Nehemiah chapter 7. Nehemiah chapter 7 this morning. Nehemiah chapter 7. When the wall was rebuilt, and I had set up the door, and the gatekeepers and the singers and the Levites were appointed, and then I put Hanani, my brother, and Hananiah, the commander of the fortress, in charge of Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God more than many. And then I said to them, "Do not let the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun is hot. Then while they are standing guard, let them shut and bolt the doors. And also appoint guards from the inhabitants of Jerusalem, each at his point and each in front of his own house." Now the city was large and spacious, but the people in it were few, and the houses were not built. When my God put it in my heart to assemble the nobles, the officials, and the people who to be enrolled by genealogies, and then I found the book of the genealogies of those who came up first, in which I found the following record. These are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and whom returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramamiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nehum, and Bani. The number of men of the people of Israel, the sons of Parosh, 2,172, the sons of Shephatah, 372, the sons of Era, 652, the sons of Pahath Moab, of the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zattu, 845, the sons of Zakkai, 760, the sons of Binu, 648, the sons of Bebai, 628, the sons of Azgad, 2,322, the sons of Adonakam, 667, the sons of Bigvai, 2,067, the sons of Aden, 655, the sons of Atur of Hezekiah, 98, the sons of Hashum, 328, the sons of Bezai, 324, the sons of Harif, 112, the sons of Gibeon, 95, the sons of Bethlehem and Nephtah, 188, the men of Anathoth, 128, the men of Beth Azameth, 42, the men of Kiriath Jearim, Cherith and Beroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The sons of the other Elam, 1,254. The sons of Harim, 320. The men of Jericho, 345. The sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The sons of Senna, 3,930. The priests, the sons of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The sons of Immer, 1,052. The sons of Pasher, 1,247. The sons of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Jeshua of Kadmiel, of the sons of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the sons of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the sons of Shalum, the sons of Atar, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hatita, the sons of Shaubai, 138. The temple servants, the sons of Ziha, the sons of Hashupa, the sons of Taoboth, the sons of Keros, the sons of Sia, the sons of Padon, the sons of Lebanah, the sons of Hagaba, the sons of Shalmai, the sons of Hananah, the sons of Gidel, the sons of Gahar, the sons of Reah, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nekodah, the sons of Gazam, the sons of Uzzah, the sons of Pezah, the sons of Besai, the sons of Mehumin, the sons of Neshuasim, the sons of Bakbuk, the sons of Hakupa, the sons of Haru, the sons of Bazlith, the sons of Mehida, the sons of Harsha, the sons of Barkas, the sons of Sisera, the sons of Tema, the sons of Neza, the sons of Hativa, the sons of Solomon's servants, the sons of Sota, the sons of Soapheth, the sons of Perida, the sons of Jala, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Gidel, the sons of Shephata, the sons of Hatil, the sons of Porkareth, Hazarbim, the sons of Ammon, and the temple servants of the sons of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they that came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harash, Cherub, Adon, and Emer. But they could not show their father's houses or the descendants, whether they were of Israel. And the sons of Delilah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nekodah, 642. Of the priests, the sons of Hobiah, the sons of Hakaz, the sons of Barzillai, the sons of who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was named after them. And these searched among their ancestral registration, but it could not be located, and therefore they were considered unclean and excluded from the priesthood. And the governor said to them that they should not eat from the most holy things until a priest arose with Urim and Thummim. That was Nehemiah chapter 7. Oh, excuse me, I didn't finish that. I'm sorry, it was the NASB had a note here. Let's keep going. The whole assembly together were 42,360. Besides their male and their female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 male and female singers. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their donkeys 6,720. And some from among the heads of the fathers' households gave to the work. The governors gave to the treasury 1,000 gold drachmas, 50 basins, 530 priests' garments. And some of the heads of the fathers' households gave it into the treasury of the work 20,000 gold drachmas. And 2,200 silver minas, and that which was the rest of the people's gave, that which what the rest of the people gave was 20,000 gold drachmas and 2,000 silver minas and 67 priests' garments. Now the priests of the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all of Israel lived in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the sons of Israel were in their cities. That was the end of Nehemiah chapter 7. Sorry about that. Just the way my Bible is kind of set up here with the NASB, it's a little weird. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. Now, when they had traveled from Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And according to Paul's custom, he went to them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and giving evidence that the Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I was proclaiming to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, along with a large number of the God-fearing Greeks and a number of the leading women. But the Jews, becoming jealous and taking along some wicked men from the marketplace, formed a mob and set the city in an uproar, and attacking the house of Jason, they were seeking to bring them out to the people. And when they did not find them, they began dragging Jason and some brethren before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have upset the world have come here also, and Jason has welcomed them, and they all act contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus. And they stirred up the crowd and the city's authorities who heard these things, and when they had received a pledge from Jason and the others, they released them. The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. And therefore many of them believed, along with a number of prominent Greek women and men. And when the Jews of Thessalonica found out that the word of God had been proclaimed by Paul and Berea also, they came there as well, agitating and stirring up the crowds. And then immediately the brethren sent Paul out to go as far as the sea, and Silas and Timothy remained there. Now those who escorted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and received a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible, and they left. Now while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, his spirit was being provoked within him as he was observing the city full of idols. And so he was reasoning in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be present. And also some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers were conversing with him, and some were saying, what would this idle babbler wish to say? And others, he seems to be a proclaimer of strange deities, because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new teaching is which you are proclaiming? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears, and so we want to know what these things mean. Now, all the Athenians and the strangers visiting there used to spend their time in nothing other than telling or hearing something new. And so Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I observe that you are very religious and in all respects. For while I was passing through and examining the objects of your worship, I also found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. And therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we also are his children. Being then the children of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and thought of man. And therefore, being overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men and to all people everywhere that they should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some began to sneer, but others said, we shall hear you again concerning this. And so Paul went out of their midst. But some men joined him and believed. Among them also were Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Marius, and others with them. Amen. That was our reading today for January 17th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, I know I say it every day, but if you get behind a day or two, make sure to mark it anyways. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction, and I will get that. Stick with it. This is about developing a habit. We're a little over 2 weeks into our Bible reading. It's a great, great thing. You know, keep pressing on. Keep pressing on each and every single day. If you, like I said, if you miss a day or two, that's okay. You know, get back into the Word. Sit and read it. Take the time. As you can tell, it only takes about 15, 20 minutes every day. Before you know it, it'll be December, and you will have read through the entirety of the Scriptures. And so, again, this is about developing that habit of being in the Word of God every single day. But again, thank you guys for joining us. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, I praise you so much for this word. I thank you so much for the example of Paul and Timothy and Silas and, God, their faithfulness in bringing your word to so many places. And I thank you so much for working in the hearts of men. Lord, whether it was the Bereans who understood the authority of your scriptures and searched them daily to find out whether these things were so, or, Lord, as he moved further on into Thessalonica and other places, God, where, and in Athens, God, where they, the philosophers and the Stoics and all of those questioned him, God, he was willing to be able to share that gospel with anyone who would listen. And Lord, I pray that we would be the same. I pray, God, that we would share your gospel with anyone that will listen to us, Lord, I pray. I pray that you would lay it on our hearts to share Jesus with the lost, and God, that we would see many come to know you as Savior, Lord, as a result. But Lord, we love you. Lord, we give this day to you. I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.